Mary, Mary, quite contrary, how does your garden grow with cockle shells and silver bells and pretty maids all in a row? There, that's, I did it. I can't believe I remembered that.
Cockle shells?
Mine does have cockle shells because I have no garden.
I'm sorry.
Well, Bob Zini is on the line with us, and he knows how to grow everything. And I have to say that we had a question that was texted in a little bit earlier, and I'm going to go look for that. But the bottom line is it's pretty darn hot outside. I've been really doing a good job watering my tomatoes. But is there some, I mean, can you actually be overwatering your tomatoes in heat like this?
Yes, you can. The tricky thing is with the heat and the sun and the high winds that we've had the past couple of days, the surface can dry out, and it, you know, it's almost crusty. And you may, there may be plenty of water underneath that kind of crust. So if it might be a good idea to maybe every once in a while just stick your finger in the soil as far down as it can go. And if it's, if it seems like it's still moist, you know, an inch or two down, you know, just skip a watering or so. You, I mean, you want the water deep.
Yes. And so it's not like you want to give them a little taste. You do want to soak them through when you water, right? It's not just give them a little squirt here and there.
Yes.
All right. Tell us about, I had mentioned earlier that you said with this ongoing plus 90 degree weather that there's something called flower drop. I'd like you to explain that, and I'd like you to give us the perfect temperature for tomato plants, because we're well above it, aren't we?
You bet. The ideal temperatures for a tomato plant is 65 at night, 85 during the day. And if it gets over 85 and approaches 95, you do end up with blossom drop, where the flowers just drop off. Now, the plant's not damaged in the sense that it's dying, but you just have to wait for the flowers to replace themselves before you're going to get any fruit. So it just slows down everything.
And do you have something to kind of protect the tomato plant if it's going to be, you know, 90 plus degree weather for a week straight?
If you can, it's always good to put something over the top of the plants. You can use a cheesecloth, which is white. It's also called black shade cloth or garden mesh netting. You know, the kind of thing that when the...
like you put it over weeds?
What?
Do you put it, you know, the mesh cloth, isn't that something you put down on the dirt, you know, to prevent weeds?
I don't.
Okay. I don't either, but I thought people do that.
Well, it's got to be transparent.
You know,
it's got to let the sun, you know, like when they had the cicadas a couple of years ago. You know, stuff you put on top of them. You put that on top of tomato plants to just kind of cut down on the amount of sun and the amount of heat. And, you know, they reflect the heat as well.
Is there something that we need to do to keep the harvest going all summer long? And can you let us know about cilantro and rosemary and other herbs as well as tomatoes? How do we keep things going all summer long?
Well, you know, the primary thing is water them. And, I mean, you know, I'm lazy. You know, I skip a day and 2 days, and it becomes a week. And if it's in a pot, they start dying. So you just got to be vigilant. And, you know, a lot of people aren't, and I'm one of those people.
But is there some way, like, you know, to take the tomatoes off to keep it growing all summer long, or really just, I've taken your tip this year, and I'm fertilizing once a week.
Good.
And I'm just using Miracle-Gro. I sent you a picture of it. It's like the shaken seed or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So you don't need something super special.
No, any tomato formula fertilizer that, you know, most hardware stores sell, there's four or five varieties different kinds out there. Yeah, as long as he gets the gives the tomato plant a steady diet of nutrients.
All right. Go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com. Bob, hang on a second. We're going to take a quick break, and then we have listeners who have questions for you. They're lining up right now, 312-981-7200. It's Wendy Snyder in for Lisa Dent. We are talking to Bob Zini, the Chicago Tomato Man. And I just want to say, ChicagoTomatoMan.com. Your online store is closed for the season, but there are so many great tips on your website and awesome merchandise, like my new Chicago Tomato Man t-shirt. That's so great. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you. It's there is the tips and techniques are under the growing tab. So if anyone has questions, I hope that is a place they can go to get some of their answers.
Some great tips, and we have some great questions for you, so let's get right to it. Charlotte is on the line. Hi, Charlotte. We've got Bob Zini on with us.
Hi, thank you. I have raised garden boxes that I plant tomatoes in, and I got the beefsteak tomatoes, but they don't get any bigger than a golf ball. So what am I doing wrong? This was last year, too. It's not just the hot weather. This was this way last year.
How do you make your tomatoes bigger, Bob?
Fertilize regularly, water regularly. Make sure that you have some mulch all around the plants so to prevent evaporation. Make sure that you have enough space around the plants to provide air circulation. And once you see the flowers, give the plant a shake to help along the process of starting up the fruit itself.
Yeah, I forgot about the shake, Charlotte. In case, you know, bees aren't coming to pollinate, you can do it yourself. How do you do that, Bob?
Well, you can shake the plant, or if you're truly obsessive, you can take an electric toothbrush.
Oh,
it's a real thing. I know. An electric toothbrush and just shake those little flowers. That dislodges the pollen.
Shake the flowers.
Just shake them with your hands? Or
Yes, you can do that.
Yeah.
Oh. And how much space around the plants should there be?
About 18 inches between the plants.
18 inches between plants.
Are you doing all this stuff, Charlotte? And are you going to try some new techniques this year?
Well, the shaking the plant is new. I've never heard of that. And I haven't fertilized. I didn't know they had to be fertilized. So I will have to get some fertilizer. Just any hardware store will have it.
Yep. For tomatoes.
Okay.
Or outdoor plants.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Charlotte. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nancy has called us, 312-981-7200. Hi, Nancy.
Hi. I have a question about planting tomatoes in the same spot year after year. I heard that that's not a good idea. Is there any truth to that? Should there be more like crop rotation or?
Bob, what do you think?
Yeah, don't plant the same plant in the same tomato. Don't plant a tomato plant in the same spot every year, unless you amend the soil. I have a patch in which I have planted the tomato plants year after year, but every year I get in there with a tiller and I add a lot of mushroom compost and a lot of new soil and worm castings just to refresh the soil. Use the same spot. Just make sure that soil is refreshed because tomatoes are heavy feeders and they will deplete all the nutrients in the soil.
There you go.
That's good. Thank you.
Good luck to you. And let's talk to Cheryl. Cheryl has called us, 312-981-7200. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi. Just wondering, I think you've kind of answered my questions already. I have a lot of blossoms, but no tomatoes forming. The plant looks like it's Jack and the Beanstalk. It's going crazy size-wise, but no tomatoes are forming.
Any advice?
shake those flowers. You want to dislodge the pollen from one flower to another flower because tomatoes are self-pollinating. And especially if it's been moist and humid, they need help getting rid of their pollen and discharging it into another flower.
Okay.
Well, good luck to you. Shake the flowers.
Will do. Thank you much.
All right. And I think we have time for one more. Jim's on the line. Jim, you have a question for the Chicago Tomato Man.
Chicago Tomato Man calling from Mount Pleasant, so I assume they're the same. I've got two raised beds at a house that I bought, and I put tomatoes in one of them, and they seem to be dying off slowly here, whether it's all different kinds of tomato plants, like four different kinds, and they're dying and just like drying up, but I'm watering them. I don't know if it's this is my first foray into raised bed gardening. I don't know if there's something special that you have to do or make any sense?
Well, yeah. Raised beds will drain faster than non-raised beds simply because, you know, the gravity will do its thing. Again, fertilize at least every couple weeks, the obsessive among us.
Man, I'm using Miracle-Gro. I'm using Miracle-Gro every week, and I just – it just it's just very weird. I've never had trouble growing a tomato plant before, any kind of plant. They're usually pulling them out is what you're doing.
Well, you might want to have the soil tested if it is a new property for you.
Or maybe replace a bunch. It is a new property for me, yes, sir.
Yeah. If you didn't have the soil tested, there may be something lurking in there that's affecting the growth.
Peppers are doing fine. Peppers are doing fine in there. Does that make any sense to you?
Without seeing and actually having a I can't make a judgment.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, good luck to you, Jim.
I will do that.
Okay. Thanks. And Bob, I'm going to let you go, but this is the best text that came over an hour before you were on. What is the optimal thickness of a slice of tomato on a hamburger? And two, what is the best variety for this?
The optimal thickness is the one that tastes the best for you. Which kind? Gosh, that's, you know, Abe Lincoln is great. Boxcar Willie, Solar Flare. How much time do we have here for me to list them all?
We're out of time. So people can go to ChicagoTomatoMan.com. People wanted to know about pruning and taking off suckers. It's all on there, ChicagoTomatoMan.com, and check out his merch. Bob Zini, thank you so much. As always, a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Wendy. Appreciate you having me on.